lots of care from Rav Raman. Yeah. And these, and one thing is when after Maharaj the boy took the care, he broke, he took the pieces and kept with him. They ate the pieces of clay pot.
Yes.
So these dogs ate the clay pot just now. Rav Raman. They ate the clay pots. So I immediately thought of Nazi in that story. Hey, come on, guys. There was a, in Treta Yuga, Ron Chandra's time, there was a lot of beautiful girls in Janakpuri. Janakpuri's in Bihar, I think so. And Sita Devi lived there. And Ron Chandra married Sita Devi. He went to Janakpuri to pick her up or whatever, meet her. And a lot of girls in the town of Janakpuri, they saw Ron and said, wow. This guy's handsome. And they, and all the girls, they said, we want to be his wife too. And Ram Chandra said, Tatastu, later. You can be my wife later. So what happened, they, let's see how determined they were to attain Krishna. This is Sri Krishna's desire to have Ramasrasan, so he blessed him. So they were born in Dwapara Yuga as princesses. Well, there's a lot of monkeys here also, watch out for the monkeys. It's just like Radhakund, just pretend you're Radhakund. This is Vimokund and Radhakund. So these girls, they were born in Sindh. In Dwapara Yuga, there were Sindhi girls. And their father's name was Bhimo, King Bhimo. And so the girls, they heard about Krishna down in UP, down here in Vrindavan, and they wanted to marry Krishna. They wanted Krishna to be their husband, because that's the desire they had for so long. So we have a desire to attain Radharani's service, so it may take a million it may take a million years, but we'll get it. We have to be determined. I think we can learn from this. So the king came to Mathura and he said, my daughters want to marry you. And he said, it's okay, bring them down. So he brought all his daughters from Sindh province. They came here and they met over here in this place. And this is actually Rajasthan where we are right now. This is Rajmandal, but it's Rajasthan. And Krishna met all those girls and they had a party. he accepted all the beautiful girls, all the Sindhi girls. That's pretty far out when you think about it. He accepted all these girls as his lovers, and they enjoyed together, and the girls were so happy they cried. Because, you know, sometimes when you're happy, you cry. You laugh so much, you cry, or you cry so much, you laugh. That was me all the time. So they cried, and Krishna saw them crying, so he cried also. And that's what happens sometimes. Baby cry, mother's crying, the baby sees well. So what happens? All those tears they declined. We made this kun, and this kun is called Bhima kun because it's named King Bhima. And Bhima means pure. If you take bath here, you get eliminated from thousand sins and all that kind of good stuff. Usually we used to bathe here. Remember one time it was winter time, it was January, we had yatra, and I said, everyone, we should bathe here. I said, yeah. In those days I was more courageous, I was younger. So I put on a gush, I bathed, and everybody said, well, he does it, we can do it. It was freezing cold, it's January. It was like this time, but it's much colder. And so this, you can come here bathe in the summertime. So Bhima Kun is a very beautiful place. And the Pandavas also stayed here. The Pandavas were in exile for so many years, 13 years or something. They stayed many years in Kamyavan. And one time Draupadi was bathing here in this beautiful kun. Draupadi is the wife of the Pandavas. And Jayadrath, there's a guy named Jayadrath, who's like some cousin of the Pandavas or some relative. Jayadrath, he kidnapped this beautiful girl, Draupadi, I mean, it's the wife of the Pandavas. And she cried for help. So Bhima chased him and caught him and was going to kill him. And then they asked Draupadi, what do you want to do? And she said, no, you should spare him. Because, you know, his mother won't... Duryodhan's sister's husband. Jayadrath. So Draupadi was compassionate. She said, no, then the wife will be a widow, and that's not nice, and it shouldn't cause distress to other people. So she told Bhima, don't kill him. So they didn't kill Jayadrath. So this Bhima Kun, it's called Bhima, means pure. It shows the pure heart of a devotee. Draupadi Rani, she's a Kshatrani, she's a queen, but she had so many good qualities. She's a warrior queen. Like nowadays, all the modern women, they talk about being warriors and all this stuff. Independent warriors, okay. Be a warrior lady, be a fighter, be independent, that's okay, it's, the age is like that. But don't lose your feminine qualities of compassion and love and care. So Draupadi, she's a Kshatrani, she's a wife, she's a Kshatriya, but she kept her compassion. She was stolen, kidnapped by this Jayadrath, and so by Shabana Samhita, it says someone comes and kidnaps your wife, you can kill him on the spot. And there's no reaction, no, don't go to hell, no sin. But she said forgive him, because she had love for her other sister, for the wife of Jayadrath. She said she shouldn't suffer. So this is the heart of a devotee. Devotee always cares for the happiness of another person, especially relative or friend or devotees. So Bhima Kun teaches us a nice lesson that be a warrior, be a Kshatriyani, be a wife of a Kshatriya, be a warrior priestess. I see all these things on the internet, warrior priestess, and all different kind of people posing themselves as different independent women. That's good, but keep the qualities of Karuna. Karuna is a feminine quality. It means compassion and kindness. So we can be courageous and intellectually powerful and independent, but we should maintain our good qualities. So this is Bhima Kun, and many temples here. It's an ancient place in Puranas. There's many temples of Ram and Vishnu and Krishna, and many great sages, and one famous Babaji, Jai Krishnas Babaji, he did bhajan here. His bhajan cave is somewhere around here. I don't know where the monkeys are. The monkeys are on some convention or something. I don't know. I see some Bundars. Bundar. Monkeys must be eating somewhere. Usually there's 1,000 monkeys here jumping around. Let me look at my notes and see like anything else I can say here. I just speak it off the top of my head. He was a Gaudiya Vaishnava. He did bhajan here at Bhimokun. There's a cave somewhere around here. I don't know where it is. Once a coward boy came to the kutir of Jai Krishnas Baba and said, "Hey Baba, give us some pani dito." When Sid Jai Krishnas came out, he saw thousands of beautiful cows and calves and cowboys. And he asked the boys' names. And one boy said his name was Kaniya. Another guy said his name was Baladev. One guy said his name was Sridhar. One guy said Subal. Sound familiar? This is only 200 years ago. So the Baba Jai Krishnas gave them water. Then he went back into his kutir. And he thought, oh, those boys were so beautiful. There's so many cows. I've never seen such beautiful boys before. Who are they? Kaniya, Baladev? Some Brijwasi kids, you know. So then he said, well, let me look. He opened his door, his kutir went out, look, where are they? Nobody was there. He didn't. There were thousands of cows disappear in a second. All the cowboys disappear in a second. He said, "What? Where'd they go? How'd they go? There's no dust. I don't see any dust in the horizon. Go duly from the cows. There'd be so much dust. I don't see anything. Where'd they go? Nobody was there. They just disappeared." The Baba became overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings. And he realized that he had actually just gotten darshan of Krishna and Balaram, because he was in Sakyaras. He was doing bhajan Raghunuga Marg in Sakyaras, Sakyarati, coward boy. So Krishna was pleased with his bhakti. He was a siddha as well, because he had darshan of Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna gave him darshan to confirm that he's attained perfection in his bhajan. So that will happen to us also. We're doing bhajan, and somebody knocking on the door, some little girl say, "Oh, Baba, I need some water." And you come out and see some beautiful lolly, give her some water, and you go back and go, "Wait a minute." And you go out and look, there's no lolly. So he had darshan of Ishtadevata. So we'll have darshan of Ishtadevi. Ishtadevata is also applies to ladies, also Ishtadevata, Radharani. Let's see, what else we have here? We're in the forest of Kamvan now. It's called Kamvan, Kamyavan, etc. Oh, what's that be looking? That story about King Bhima from Sindh, that's from Garga Samhita. Garga Samhita is good for storytelling. It's not good for Siddhanta. We don't take any time for Siddhanta from Garga Samhita. We overpronounce. They asked Satyajaya what he thought about it. He said, "It's good when you're in Braj Mandal Parikrama and tell stories, but it's not very much good knowledge there." Good stories about King Bhima and Sin province and all that. And Dravati kidnapped by Jayadratha, I already said that. By bathing in Bhimokun, this is from Adi Vrapran, by bathing in Bhimokun, become free from all your sins. By bathing here, one be free from all distress. So anybody who's married here must be very distressed. Ardasi's not distressed. And Seki's not distressed. And Valentina's not distressed. Yet. See how long they can hold out. But and then also our movie star here, Shiji Dazi, she's not distressed either. But if you're married and distressed, put some water on your head and pray Bhima to take away your distress. Good idea. Adi Puran Ki Jai. That's from Bhakti Ratnakar quoting Adi Puran. Sarva Kama Phala Prada Kamyavan Hoy. Yatatata Kwai Dasnana Sarva Dukha Shoy. Because all one's desires are fulfilled by bathing in any of the lakes in Kamyavan, and all miseries are destroyed, it's called Kamyavan. So, that's nice. Now we're going to see Kameshwar Mahadev and Dharmakund, which are nearby. And I think we can walk there. Dharmakund, and they would draw water from here, and because there was a what's happening here? Yudhishthir told Bhima to come here and pick up some water. So Bhima came here with a water pot to fill up his water to Dharmakund. And a yaksha, a subtle being, appeared. And he said, before you drink any water from this kund, you have to answer my questions. Otherwise you'll die. Bhima ignored the person and immediately fainted. And Bhima didn't come back with a water pot so full of water. So Yudhishthir wondered what happened. So he sent one brother after another brother to collect water. Arjuna came, Sahadeva, Nakul, and they all came here, and Yaksha met them and said, answer my questions before you take water. And they all said, forget it. They said, forget it, we don't care. Go keep that in front of the microphone. No, keep it like that. Just let go.
I'll get it.
Boss, just let go. Boss.
I'll sit there by holding that.
Oh. Righty, righty. So Yaksh just asked the Pandavas questions, and they all fainted. Arjun fainted, Bhima fainted, Nakul, Sahadev. There's only Yudhisthira left. So Yudhisthira came here, and Yaksh said, "Answer my questions first before you take water, otherwise you'll die." So Yaksh asked a question. Who makes the sun rise? What's the answer?
Who makes the sun rise?
Brahma. What is heavier than earth?
Sin.
One's mother. Doesn't mean she's fat either. What is heavier than the earth? The mother is heavier than the earth. We heard Mother Earth, you know? So heavier than earth is mother. What is higher than the sky?
Father.
The Father. Father is higher than the sky. What travels faster than wind?
Mind.
What is more? There's more of these than there are blades of grass. You look at this light in a field of grass, there's a lot of grass, but there's more of these than there are blades of grass. What is that? Thoughts. Thoughts. I think this, I think that, I think this, that. Million, 1 minute, 1,000 thoughts. What is the best dharma in the world? The best dharma in the world. You're really no work. It's India, you can expect people to cheat on exams. India's famous for cheating on exams, so we're seeing a clear example of it. Mono har means mono cheat. Okay. What is the best kind of tolerance? To tolerate dualities of pleasure and pain, birth and death, profit and loss. Who is the invisible enemy of every human being? Invisible enemy. The invisible enemy of it. The invisible enemy of every human being. Anger. Invisible. You don't see him, but he's enemy. You decide. Okay. What is a disease that never ends? What is an incurable disease? Disease that never ends. Greed. Hear me? Disease, greed is a disease that never ends. You get greed, you get this, and you want more, it never ends. Who is a saintly person? No, that's not the way. Winner does good for every living entity. Winner does good. Who is not a sadhu? Winner is cruel, has no sense control. Who is happy? He has no debt. And he's not in a foreign land. Ask these guys. You're happy if you're not in a foreign land. So what's a foreign land? And he's happy he's able to eat leaves and herbs after cooking. What is the greatest wonder? Every day everyone's dying, but I think I'll never die. That's a famous question. To have the Dharmakun, the Yaksha Ashram, Dharmaraj Yudhisthira. They ask all these questions. Okay. What is the real path of life? The real path is to follow the Mahajans. What is newsworthy? What is the latest news? This is the latest news. Latest news is this. Time is roasting all living entities in the frying pan. Time is roasting all living entities in the frying pan of illusion and attraction, which represents this material world. It shuffles them with the ladle. It shuffles with the ladle of months and seasons, and cooks them in the fire of the sun, which burns up the fuel of day and night. This is the only news. And he actually said to Yudhisthira, "Yes, you have answered all my questions. Now you may bring back to life one of your four brothers. Who are you going to choose?" So the four, Nakul, Sahadev, Arjuna and Bhima were dead. And the Yaksha said, "You can bring one back to life." Who he brought back to life? Nakul. Why? He actually asked, why Nakul, why not Bhima, etc., Arjuna, etc.? Because Pandu had two wives, Madri and Kunti. And Yudhisthira is the son of Kunti, and Nakul is the son of Madri. So the two mothers are two sons. Nice. That's the answer. Everybody knows. Okay. Then the Yaksha said, "Yudhisthira, you're a Parambhakta. You respect Dharma more than time and wealth. Therefore, all your brothers will live again." Dharma. So this is the place of Dharma. So I expect everyone to be good. Don't be a Dharmic. Now we have a blissful walk back through nowhere to get to somewhere, which is called Kameshwar. Through nowhere to get somewhere and see Kameshwar. And then we'll go see Govindaji and Vrindadevi fast, because darshan closes at 11 o'clock. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Dharma Khan Ki Jai. Jai Gaur Shri Janath Premanandi. Haribol.
Rada Rada
पुत्र नहीं था। पुत्र ना होने के कारण राजन बहुत दुखी रहने लगा। एक दिन जागुल ऋषि उनके द्वार पहुंची। हे राजन, आप दुखी क्यों?
राधे राधे
Vrishabhanu Maharaj ki jai. So King Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the father of Radharani. They didn't have any children. So they said you should come here and worship Kameshwar. So Vrishabhanu Maharaj came and worshipped Kameshwar Mahadev. Give me children. And he got three children. First he got Sridham is, then he got Radharani, then he got Nangamantri. So you want any kids? Anybody wants kids? No. Got enough. That's right. Can't hear me? I have a voice like a lion, though. Okay. It goes on the left, yeah. Something like that. Okay, here we go. Raisham.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Kameshwar Mahadev Ki Jai. There's five Mahadevs in Brajmandal. This is the western, this is called Digval. He protects the holy dham. So Gomishwar is in east. Let's see. Bhuteshwar is in the south, Nandishwar is in the north, Kameshwar is in the west. So this is the west Kameshwar. So I just mentioned that Rishabhanu Maharaj, going to sleep or what? You're supposed to massage your feet or what? Rishabhanu Maharaj came here and worshiped Kameshwar to get children, and he blessed him with children. And by the mercy of Kameshwar Mahadev, all our desires can be fulfilled. Kam means desire, because there's a story. Shiva got the name Kameshwar because Kamadev, Cupid, the god of love or lust, tried to disturb the meditation of Shiva. That's not a good idea. You shouldn't disturb a sage. So Kamadev came to disturb Shiva, and Shiva opened his eyes, and from his third eye, he burned up lust. So you want to get free from lust, you have to worship Lord Shiva. Because lust, what is the basis of lust? Lust is based on wrong identification. Hankar, wrong ego. So Shiva worships Shankarshan. Shankarshan is the Ishtadeva. Shankarshan, Ramachandra. Ram is the Ishtadevata of Shiva. So by worshiping, doing Shiva Puja, then Hankar Chordye, Hankar Nashtoga. So if you worship Shiva, you get free from lust. So this is important. This is Kameshwar. Kameshwar means the Lord, the controller of lust, which means if you have no false ego, you have no lust, you have no greed, you have no envy. Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Matsarya, they're all based on Hankar, wrong identification. When we identify ourselves as Krishna Das, Sana Das, and servant of Krishna, then we're free from all these things. So Kameshwar is a very powerful deity, very, very powerful deity. So we're fortunate to be here and have his darshan. The temple of Govindaji closes at 11 o'clock. What time is it now? 10. While we move fast, we can go to see Dharmakund. Dharmakund is out in the fields out there. I don't know where exactly, but try to find it. And there was a nice conversation there at Dharmakund that Yudhisthira had there. So it says that you do a little worship of this linga, you'll get all your desires fulfilled. So before you go, you should pray to Kameshwar to fulfill your desires. One desire we should all have is to live eternally in Brajmandal. Another desire we should all have is to attain the loving service of Radharani as her Manjari. This is a good thing. So these two desires, to pray to Kameshwar. My desire is twofold. I want to live in Vrindavan, I want to serve Radharani. Bas. So we do this in this life as sadhaka, and in life as a sadhana siddha, or another life. We don't care, we only care about two things, living in Vrindavan and serving Radharani. So if we do that, if we live in Vrindavan and serve Radharani, we'll have attained perfection. And then you can share your perfection with other people. So we should get moving now. Om, repeat after me. Om Namo Shivaya.
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 Kameshwar Mahadev Ki Jai. Kamyavan Van Ki Jai. Jai Jai.